between shortwave and scanner listeners that have heard of M2R over computer systems, and held every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of the net is a general discussion forum for those who are interested in different parts of the radio spectrum that are outside of the amateur band. This includes all the frequencies that are used for various broadcasting purposes, utility stations, public service agencies, anything basically you can tune into from DC all the way up to light. And as I said, everything else is accepted for amateur radio. So we'll talk about who's on these frequencies, what kind of equipment you might need to pick up the various types of signals, whether it be voice, data, video, anything of that nature. We're going to talk about where you can find some information, especially on the internet. Basic information about this net and this computer system. It's all be found at the website, www.n2row.net. where you will see a listing of a dozen or so repeaters that make up this network. Please pick the one that's closest to where you are, just where you have a better shot of getting the signal into the system. Please remember that two of the frequencies are specially set up for handheld receivers. Those are 145.230 and 441.100. Those two frequencies have remote receivers scattered throughout the area. If you're using a base station, please use one of the other frequencies. This way, we'll keep these two channels available to radio users. Also, because of the linked computer system, when you key up, pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way, the beginning part of transmission will not get cut off. If you're checking in tonight on the air, please give your call sign and name and location and whether you have traffic with a member or not. Traffic. We're talking about comments and questions we want to share with everyone else. That is what this test is about. If you don't have any traffic, when you check in, say the words no traffic, and then you move on to the next person who does have traffic. If you're not able to get in on the air for whatever reason, please use our email address, which is nyzxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way, we give everybody a chance to check in without getting stepped on. This is F2LP. Good evening, Charlie. WA2SQQ, Bob and Elmwood Park. No traffic, and I'll be checking email.
Mm-hmm.
And 1MLK. Bob in Milford, Connecticut. No traffic right now, Charlie. Good evening.
I don't think you're going to hear anything on that frequency for a while.
when it gets cooler, I mean, it could present some interesting opportunities when the propagation gets a little bit better on the on those frequencies. May be able to receive stations that we normally would be able to.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things about the fall and the winter that I write. Start hearing the changes in the propagation, and then all these other stations are coming in. So we're not that far off. It's only mid-August. So within a month or so, we're going to start hearing some interesting changes in the propagation patterns.
Hey, hand it over to Bob. Let's see what he's got. And I'll be watching the email here. WHSQQ.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not too much going on here. Getting ready for the show next week. Your show there. Programming my radios up basically with the files I had from last year. And I added, you know, did a few corrections and additions, but other than that, it's kind of nice with the computer. You just pump the file back in and you're good to go, so. We'll see what happens. It looks like the Thunderbird's got a couple of new frequencies that they might use, but they pretty much stay with the standard same ones they use all the time, so. And the Euroboss and all that are still the same, according to what I'm reading, so. Yeah, it should be interesting.
Have you heard of any word of somebody like what W2LIE does as far as rebroadcasting? Over the internet.
Yeah, nothing, sir. Nothing like it. And, there's quite a few forums that I belong to that have to do it. EarshowBuzz is one of them. It's all one word, EarshowBuzz. CCC. There's a bunch that go down there. They're always on the forum there. No one ever mentioned anything about that. I have to check our radio records, see if some pops up.
Okay, yeah. I think that would be helpful for those who can't get out of work and head on down to the wedding, so they do have to show. Alright, is somebody else trying to check it? Go ahead and try it. That's what I'll do. Well, your PTT is working, but your audio is not. So, might want to address that issue. Okay. If you remember, last week, we had SUVQQ pointing us to an article that had to do with EO phones and narrow FM, especially what's going to be used on UHF for the fire department, the EMS, that the lower frequencies of EO phones were having a problem because of the frequency roll-off, the passband. So far, they have not seen any other updates since last week as far as new PL tones, but somebody in the communications division on radio reference yesterday stated that eventually that they'll all be changing the PL tones to get them off the bottom edge, I guess. That's where they are now. This radio mechanic told them that the UHF transmitter receive PL tones will be different because of all the interference they've been having with bleedover from the other boroughs. Not too sure exactly what kind of bleedover is going on. I didn't think it was on the receive side. I think it's more of, their mixers and the comparators have a situation with the receive side. I know that radio mechanics were in the Queens
Center for Fire Department today doing some audio tests over the Queens Fire Dispatch Channel. But that was still using the same field tone. They didn't change that. They were actually playing with the automatic gain control in the radio itself, the AGC setting. So maybe they're having some issues with deviation and whatnot. So wanted to listen some more and see what's going on. The other thing is that according to Frank Rapp and a few others, the Chiefs are now using UHF radios to get into the system, but the engines and the ladder trucks are still using VHF. So the way they're able to tell that is by the MDC squawk that's going across the air. Some people have been able to read the data. Not that it says anything, it just has them on like an ID number. But it seems to be indicative that it's just the Chiefs that are using it, like UHF right now. Okay, Bob, nobody checking on email tonight?
Yeah, Charlie. Just a few pieces of junk mail, no questions or anything like that. I've been watching it and nothing there.
Well, I'm still waiting to hear that we've actually won a legitimate lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to get that DRM program working also, but so far no luck. I mean, the software runs and so on, but I haven't been able to get it to receive anything yet, so hopefully as it gets a little cooler here, I'll see what's going on. And I got to get back to that Linux project from a while back. I still have that MIT client that I really want to turn into an audio server, but I just almost given up on Linux. I don't know. For all it can do and for all people say it can do, it is so difficult to find any information. It seems that every version's got its own little quirks, and you know. I've checked into a few of the Linux groups and so on, and they basically say, oh, no, here's the instructions, read them. You know, I read the instructions if I didn't know it, so that's one of the other projects that I got to get back into.
Yeah, I know, it's, at least it's easier than the earlier days, and I was talking about, like, 10 years ago or so. Whereas, like, you had to be a Unix engineer to even figure it out. At least these days, it's a little bit easier, and some people are just sort of plug-and-play kind of situation with Ubuntu or, Zandros has their version, which look like Windows 2000. You just pop in the disk and, you know, just load it up and just look like Windows and act like Windows. So, the big problem, though, is when you're trying to deal with specific drivers for specific bits of hardware that may not have had any driver files written for it yet. But since something like Windows is like, what, 90% of the market, that's where it tends to get the most attention.
It's far from that. This is not even a driver problem. It's just a matter of how to install something, and when you want to configure something, there's a million passwords, and it's, to be honest with you, I find that DOS to be so much easier. You know, it's crazy, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't have the patience here. But I was keeping track, and probably spent about 30 hours trying to get as far as I've gotten, and believe me, that's not that far. I managed to get the program installed. The problem is I have no idea where it's installed. It went in there, it installed it, it said, okay, it's installed. I have no idea where even to look, so it's so difficult that it's almost comical. And 200 VWA, 2 SQ. Huh.
Okay, because I've installed a bunch of stuff, programs and whatnot, and haven't had that much of a problem.
Well, depending upon the version. You know, what kind of kernel you're working with. Something like Debian, just app get install and whatever the name of the program is. And it'll bark if it's the specific library is loaded first, and then you go off and get those libraries. I haven't had that, you know, big of a problem as far as installing software.
Now, what I'm saying, though, is when I went out to the net and I installed it, it installed, and now I've got to configure, you know, certain files. I have no idea where to even look at them, or, you know, look for them. I mean, that's one of the things that Doc, you told it where to install it, but it seems like Linux just wants to do it all itself. So it did it. But, you know, it doesn't automatically create an icon on the desktop, and when you want to modify the file, well, you got to know where it's installed. That's what it comes down to. So, I don't know, and it is the Debian version, too. So, anyway, enough of that. That's really not radio related at the moment. Back to you.
Well, you are trying to get a program running for your radio. So, anyway.
All right, now
you want to send me an email and let me know what you're trying to do. You know, which program I'll see if there's any particular situation. Maybe we can figure out.
All right, let's see. It's 21, almost 22 after 9.
So we'll stand by if there's any additional check-in. And we'll go from there. This is Toronto, I'll be with the shortwave and scan the listeners then.
Okay, and those are just quick questions to you before you drop off. What's the latest update on the Suffolk County trunking system? Have they rebanded yet, or is that going to be coming soon?
Yeah, but there's nothing new. There's a lot of rest. There was all that before last Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, the weekend. Last week, just that, I don't know if you're listening. I haven't done anything. I haven't heard anything coming in or nothing on the new frequencies. So the old stuff is still running like it always does. So nothing new yet.
Wow. Okay. And they are digging in 3 times, I guess. All right. Thanks, Bob. And let us know when that changes. I know there are a few people that have written emails wondering if I've heard anything yet. All right. With that, I think this was 873 to everybody. And whoever's listening on their scanner. And catch you all next week. Those who've gotten my email over the next couple of days regarding the TSA request for proposal for certain devices, just chew on that for a while and see if you can find out what the heck are they going to use it for. Maybe we can come up with some clarification over the next couple of weeks. And to one of the questions.